Rabbi Yossi Chazan Pasha's Chukah.
I finished 2 minutes late. We started late. 2 minutes credit. Morning. This Shabbos Abalei Latoyva, Sai Shabbos, Kodesh Parshas Bullock. It's a gewaltige Parsha, full of brachos. And it's also Shavuos B'Tammuz Nitzche. And there obviously must be a connection between these two, the message of these two events. Behektim. The fascinating Yalkut Shemoni, Medrash says, Omer Ablevi, B'chol Chodesh V'Chodesh, on every month of the 12 months of the year, B'kesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu Litin Yisrael Moed. The Hebrews wanted to give a Yontif in every month. In Nisan it was Pesach, in Iyar it was Pesach Kotten, in Sivan it was Atzeres. And he wanted, the original plan was that Tammuz should be the biggest yont, big yont, yont of gold. When Eden messed up with the Egel, then the Yom Tovim that were scheduled for Tammuz of an El were pushed off. And therefore the Eibush had to give these three Yom Tovim into the month of Tish. Tishrei deserves its own yontif, not just a makeup. So in Tishrei, therefore, we have Rosh Hashanah, Keneged Tammuz, Yom Kippur, Keneged Tisha B'Av, right? Sukkis, Keneged, which would have been an Elul. And for Tishrei Gufa, you have a Yom Hashmini Atzeres, Yilachem, Shmini Atzeres. Is the Churish Telzik the Shailu? I'm not going to be a genius to work out the Shailu, right? What do you mean? The Eibishter in Lule Chetu Egel, then Rosh Hashanah would have been in Tammuz. Zuchur, when I was a child, Rosh Hashanah is commemorating historical events. Zay Ayoim Tchilus Masach. Right? The day when the Eibishter created Adam, Harishon, was on Echad B'Tish. So what do you mean? All of a sudden we're going to change it to what? To Tammuz. Can't change history. There's a... whatever. Some wise guy once said that even God can't change the past, that's why he created historians. Right? Whatever happened, happened. How could even a Freya change Bria's adoration into Tammuz? Says the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, Shmuel Teubenfeld, the Gan HaGa'unim, in Monsi, a brilliant man. He says, like, a gorgeous prat. He says, like, Chazal say, right, that initially, when was man created? Adam Rishon. Our petition. Aber Klal Yisrael has another cheshbon, because in Kairin Oves Elah Shloisha, Klal Yisrael is not part of mankind. Klal Yisrael is a suga chamishi kedivrei akuzri hayiduim. And when do we start from? We start from Adam Rishon. From Avraham Avinu, the first Jew. You see, he didn't bring this, but I saw in Sfarim, I can't remember who says it. We say every day Vayavorach Dovid, and we speak about Atu Hashem Leilu Vadecho. The Abish was alone. Before Bias Oilam. Atu Asir Shemayim Shmei Shemayim Oret Chorah Yom V'Chasher Boy. And then Atu Hashem Elikim Asher Bacharto Ba'Avram. We're talking about creation. Is the Charaya that Kolzman Avram Avinu doesn't come into the world to fell to the Chesaron in the Bria. Therefore the Maisa of this is part of Bereshis. But then the Abish want to go a higher step. In other words, we count, our way of counting, if not for Chetu Ego, we wouldn't count from the Bri of Adam Arishon, which is L'chol HaDei is Echad B'Tishrei. We would have started counting, not only from Avinu, we would have started counting from the greatest moment in history. What was the greatest moment in history? At Matan Torah, which is Vovar Zion Sivan, right? That was Bechinas Eruz. That's when the Eibishter gave us, we heard the voice of Hashem after it, so that's Alamites. But when we scheduled 40 days later to physically receive that Aseret HaDibros, which it would have been a Bechinas Nisuin, and that would have been Vaitiv, the rebirth of a new Jew. Nisuin is fat, it affects you, it's indelibly inscribed. You become a new person, right? That would have been Shavuos HaBetas. If not for the Chetu Egel. Kunt ois, the idea of Rosh Hashanah, Kapi Ayid, right? The way there's a new Bria, it's like by the name of Avram, Bria Chad, I pat to you from Kibbut of Ein, and I make you a Bria Chadosho, you're not related to the past. Is Al Derech HaBatan Torah, there's no longer, Chazal say, no longer are you called B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv, you would have been called Ami. even b'manazeh, their connection to Torah is not b'chinas erusin, but b'chinas nisuin, which the whole shmuz remes is a gemara. L'hagid ami pshon, right? That refers to tamid chachomim. It's ami mashen ki b'nei yankiv. That refers to amiratsim as a gemara. Al pizeh, I understand that the way the Eibishter, I'm not going through how at the moment where Tisha B'Av is connected Yom Kippur and Sukkot is connected El. Well, that's the whole shmuz in itself. Al kapodem negel in Yoneinu is Shavasar B'Tammuz was scheduled to be the Rosh Hashanah and be a yontif rabba for Kal Yisro. And al pizeh, I understand the words, famous words of the Arizal in the Likutei Torah. That's pshat that with the Yidin worshipped the golden calf, and Aaron was trying to dissuade them to push them off. They should procrastinate. He said Chag Hashem Mocher, and Chazal say Yesh Mocher la'achar zman, because the emes in Shavuos Shavuos B'Tammuz is a great yontif for Kol Yisroel. Al derech the Tisha B'Av is Korah la'moyed, right? We don't say Tachzon on Tisha B'Av, the day when Mashiach the Kenya was born. Granted by the tzaddikim, they said the. We know that I've said many times in Marshon and Bechiris Dafches that the 3 weeks, 20 to 21, stroke 22 days, is Bechuvim connected to 22 days of Yom Tov from Rosh Hashanah till Hashanah Rabbah Shmini Atzeres. And Grad the Rishner brings that his father Shalom Shachna Provish used to say that the way one conducts oneself on the Bimei Bein Hamitzorim, he already spears, he knows how the Yom Tov is going to go in Tishrei. Right, and the Rishner said, and he himself, by him, it's like diamonds. You find out where do you mine the diamonds? Is that in the middle of Manhattan? In Hare Chushik, somewhere in Timbuktu, in South Africa, right? These are the greatest diamonds I've found in these days, right? But it's Bechus in the darkness of the Bechitzoinis. But Be'emet Be'pnimis, as the Kodesh Termagid brings it up in Yisrael, B'Shem Dizu Termagid, Kol Reit Fel, Yisigua, those who run after the Eibishter, when do they massacre the Kedusha, etc., Bein HaMetzorim. That would be the very Derhoib in the days B'Mokar. And therefore, it's brought in Sforim, that's why it's Shiva also, the 17th of Tammuz, 17th is Gimash. A toiv and a test Tisha B'Av. Test the Gemara says about Bekam. If you see test Bechaloyim, it's a good omen. It's a good sign. Simin Yofaloy. In fact, the Tikkun HaZoyer says that if you look at Ma'aseh Bereishis, the letter test doesn't appear. Because Tess is the Indian of Toivo, which is Gonus Bigavo, this goodness, this benevolence, kindness. But it's no, but in the letters of command, there's no Tess because it's Toivo, and the Eber said, I don't want to use it for this world. I'm going to use you for Elam Haba. Okay. Therefore, the fees there, just by that, just parenthetically, on Tisha B'Av, what happened? What was the first thing that ever happened to Tisha B'Av? Yes. Way before the Meraglim. Meraglim, you know, every culture knows. Hello? Firstly, according to many days, the Vayetze Yankiv, Beshova, the Sulam, the Cholim, was on Tishba. Okay, that's Vayetze Yankiv. Go into Choran Apish Oilim, goes. Dalmi Hoch is there. It's a whole schmooze. When did Yankiv Avinu go back and he had the epic struggle with the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav? And he was hidden, b'chaf yireich, he was beat like paralyzed, crippled temporarily, b'chaf yireich. When did this happen? I could go through different days, but the day of Vachas has brought in a ribui mekaymus in some soifer and other than drash of Yusuf Gewalt on it, right? In Zohar HaKadosh, in one place it says the Seder HaDeiros brings us b'shem HaMarshal, b'shem HaMekubalim. It happened on Tisha B'Av, and the Raya is the Zohar says that's why we know there are 365 mitzvahs loisa say in the Torah, which are mechuvin connected the Shin Samach Hayyamim of a solar year, and therefore every day is mechuvin connected another loisa say. The day of Tisha B'Av is mechuvin connected the loisa of Al Kain Lo Yichlu Bnei Yisrael S, which is Tisha B'Av, Giranosh. If you eat on Tisha B'Av, it's like eating Giranosh, treif. Right? This took place on Tisha B'Av. In the Chumsoifer, the drasha of the Chumsoifer, it's an awesome drasha, Sukkis, Tav, Kuf, Nun, Hey, it's good to look into it. Remember, Shalom says part of it already, but the Chumsoifer says there was this Galilee, Besoit Hashem Lireyev, it's an awesome word, right? That remember, it says, where was he hit? Bekaf, Yerech. Yerech, Yud, Reish, Chof, stands for Yam, Rakia, Kisei. Alderach, the Gemara in Chulun, Peites, where the Gemara says Tcheles Doim El Yam, Yam Doim El Raki, and the Raki is Doim El Tzidikis Yaakov. What are these three things? Says the Chumsofer, there are three types of Kedushas in the world. There's the Kedusha of the Torah, which is Torah is Doim El Yam, Mayim Amukim Blevish, Vish Tunis Yidlena, right? Yam, Rechovim Yam. There is the Kedusha of, that's why the Malachim say Kodesh, called three types of Kedushas. There's the Kedusha of Torah, there's the Kedusha of Tzadikim, with that Doim El Rakia. Hazino Shemayim, Titan Forum, first the Tzadikim, there's many, many places in Chazal. Tzadikim are closer to Shemayim than they are to Oretz. And then there's the Kisei Yaakov, the Eibishter, Kedushas of the Eibishter. Where will you find the Kisei Yaakov? Where is the Eibishter's throne? Where is Malchus Shemayim manifest in the whole world, in the cosmos? The whole purpose of the Mishkan, V'asuli Migdosh, V'shachanti B'soicham, the Dira for the Eibishter is after the Kisei Yaakov. It's in the Pasuk. Kisei Kovei Morem Yerishayin, Mekoy Migdoshayinu. The Beis HaMikdash is where the Kisei Yaakov of the Rebbeinu Shalom is in the world. And the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav, wanted to be Oikir, all three forms of Kedusha. Kedusha Torah, Kedusha Yisrael, and Kedusha Gudra Bichu. Right? Which is the three, whatever. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Chsif Emerdi, Vayeovek Ish Imo, he says the Gemara, Chulun, Dafsadik Aleph, Shehelu Avak. Avak is Aleph, Beis, Kuf. Dust went up. What is Avak? It says three Rashi Tevis. Avak stands for, Nutrikun, Elohim Bimoin Kotroi, which is the Kedusha of the Kisei Yaakov, the Beis HaMikdosh, David's dwelling place. Avak is also, Rosh Tevis, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvoisov, which is the Kedusha HaTorah, Torah Mitzvah. And then, Avak also, backwards, stands for Kiddushim Asher Ba'oretz, or Ois Bris Kodesh, which is connected to Tzadikim. What happened? Was the Samach Mem successful? No, he was successful in one-third. He went, and the fact that on the Leil Tisha B'Av, the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav, right, Hela Avak, where did the Avak go? Until the Kisei Yaakov. The Avak was able to reach and have a Negiah in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And therefore the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav on that night. However, in Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas HaTorah, that remained untouched. Therefore in the Slichas, and we say it also by Ne'ilu, we repeat it. Even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Torah is our portable home, our portable Beis HaMikdash, and every Beis HaMikdash becomes a shtickle Beis HaMikdash. Right? Therefore, wherever Yid learns, you can able to bring in the Dalai Amba Shalachu, where there is the place of the Eibishter. That's our Beis HaMikdash. So the Chura, there was Negia, there was a Churban, a Pagam and Tishuv. Right? But until when? From Elisa Shachar till Netzacham, Chazal say. Right? Then it says, Vayizrach Le Hashemesh, which if you remember, just like Vayetze Yankiv, the Gemara said in Chulin, the sun set prematurely, which is Alderach Neshantem, the Churban Beis HaMikdash was 2 years prematurely. Vayizrach Le Hashemesh, and Shemesh refers to Mashiach, as the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Ad Boy Hashemesh, the Shivenulo, refers to Mashiach, because it says in Pasuk in Tilim, Lift Neshemesh, Yinun Shemoy, said in Tilim, right? So then comes Geula and Faket. If you ask a simple Jew on the street, when Yankiv had this battle with the Malach, right? And the Malach Taka had a pegi in him, and he Taka Tzilei Al Yerecha. But who won? That's where his name was changed. Yisar Risa, Imalekim, Vemanash Matuchal. Is Yankiv won? Yankiv won. He was Koyul. I said it many times to Sotan. Yankiv plus Sotan is Gimatri Yisrael, as the Rabbi Rabin of Shishka says. He was Vatuchal, means Vatuchal is Kalus. He ultimately victed, and that is the purpose. That's why the Malach says, let me go, I have to say Shira. Because when a Malach finishes the Shlichus, says the Kodesh Der Magid, then not because every day he had a clock in for his daily Shira. Because a Malach, who had a Tafkid Kavua, when does he sing Shira? When he finishes his Tafkid. When you not only push aside the Yitzhara, but is the Gibra Akoyvish is Yitzhara. Hello. Then that was the victory. So the Emes Tisha B'Av is the day of victory of Kol Yisrael, right? Now Mirzayin does nish. We see bechitzoynis. Depends on bate gavoy, bate broy, as the Gemara says. Over be Emes bepnimis, I see that both should also be Tammuz. right? Which should have been the biggest yontiv of the Gemara of Kabbalah Satayra, the Nisuin of Kal Yisrael with Torah, with Kal Yisrael with the Eibishter. And so Tammuz is Gematria, Elikim Choshvel the Toiva. Remember, Yosef, it says, Atim Choshavtam Alay Ro. Elikim Choshvel the Toiva is Gematria Tammuz. Therefore, the Mashiach said a mighty dick of art, pili plois. If you take the word Tisha B'Av, Tav, Shin, Ayin, Hey, Beis, Aleph, Beis, Bimiluay, the milui of Tisha B'Av, that which is Nelam, that which you don't pronounce, you don't see, but you have to horribly dig deep down, the Nelam of Tisha B'Av is Gematria Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash Lichtor, it's there. You got to open your eyes and to see. In other words, if only, if we wouldn't have had the Chetu Egel, then Shavas of Atamos would have been a chasim. And if the Meraglim would have come back with a good report of Surah Tayyib and Eretz Yisrael, his Vaitari would have gone. So the temporary, like 3,000 year hiccup, delay. Over the vort here is, but I'm saying this hakdoma to the shir today. The vort here is, what is a fast day? I sort of vort in a sefer, I liked it very much. There's a Gemara in Tainas, Dafir Aleph. So the Gemara, Omer Shmuel, Kol Yoshev B'Tainas Nikra Choyt. Then the Gemara brings an alternative, if you sit in a fast day, right? Rabbi Loza says, no, you're called a Kodesh. How do you machlik is Merakotzel HaKotzel? Is fasting makes you a sinner? So what's the purpose of a fast day? Well, we remember that, you may remember from the Torah of Yom Kippur. It is to afflict yourself, to be miserable. It's a time of tshuva. The Rambam says famously in Hilchos Tainius and in Hilchos Avelus, Rambam repeats it, that the purpose of a Tainius of Avelus is for you to wake up from his slumber and to do tshuva. That's why the Meiri in his Akdomba to the Chibra Tshuva says he's including Hilchos Tainius in the Chibra Tshuva based on this Rambam. The famous from Sofer, a true from Sofer, and Rechaim Simon Reish Ches. Putting aside Yom Kippur, a different story. But all the other fast days are midivrei nevu. Yeah, hello? Yeah? We have a principle, Ein Novi Rishai L'chadish Dorm. How did the Navi come up with a new idea, you fast for Esau? How did they make up new ideas, new mitzvahs? Hello? Al Korchuk says the Chum Sofer. It's not a new idea. The whole idea of a tainus is tshuva, that a person has to change. Asher Al Kain, this person taiches, very beautiful. I love it. Avad, if a person fasts and takes it to heart and becomes a changed person, he becomes a mahalach. Avad Yerakosh. Kol Ayoshev betainus nigra choite. You sit in the same place, the same rotten golos year after year with the same whatever. And you don't, the tainus doesn't move you, and you don't change, then you're takachoyta. You're fasting b'poil. Avid garnish, what does it mean? So I'll give you 100 riots, I'm not going to. The whole idea of trust, but Tammuz ben Amatzorim is one long period of tshuva. There's 100 riots, but you have to trust me. So we got to do something, right? It's a time of tshuva to recover the toiv, which is gonuz in shvat matamuz ben amitzorim tishva v'chu. So I was thinking to myself, I haven't seen it before in tzvorim, but the kumtoyz by mir, I haven't, right? One of the ikra avoidas of shvat matamuz of the ben amitzorim is the avoid of kriyashma, of saying kriyashma mitzat kabbalos or malchus shamayim, right? Which l'chur is pashas, because that's the hepech of the chet o'egel, as we'll soon see. Which also fits in there. Minoyim, the Jikra says, Tammuz is Gimachia Kol Kol Yankiv. That when there's a Kol Kol Yankiv of Tfil, El Chura, you see connection to Kriyashma, because it says, Mamish, next to my, Vayorach is Reach Begodov. Yitzchak Avinu smells Reach Begodov. Says the Erla Meir from Bukovskir, who's, Rabbi Shnerbuch, no? Yankiv plus Yisrael plus Reach Ganeden is Gimachia precisely. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 1118. The Yankiv came in with Kabbalah's all. And therefore it says, Re'ei Reach Beni Kereach HaSoda. What Soda? The Soda where Yitzchak Avinu was Moser Nafshi with Parisha Tavore for Kiddush Hashem, which is the idea of creation. Now I understand, says the Karen Yeshua, the Blue Shirt. What is the Tzidur Shem Havaya of the month of Nachamov? No? Haskis Ushma Yisrael Hayim. With Shema Yisrael, because in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that there are certain hours of the day Ben Amasarim you shouldn't go alone, because the Shindalu called Keter Meriri and he's Sakon. What's the eights of Geneged? How does Shema start with which letter? And the last letter of the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Dalit, which is Mechuvim. Therefore, the Gemara says, a person says Kriya Shema, he oiches cherer pipias piyodei, and he's masked in all the Sitra Achron, all the Shindalu, all the right. What does this mean? Why is the connection of Kriyat Shema and Bein HaMetzorim and Tshuva HaSavadam? You're going to be a genius. What is the whole purpose of Kriyat Shema? So the Sfarim basically, Shalmi, the Emes Shema, the Shema, the Kriyat Shema is your makabel, your verbalizing, your acceptance of Aseres HaDibros. Right? The Zohar HaKadosh says, in Parashat Kisiso, on the post, Ki Boishesh Moshe, Boshesh, right? That suddenly the Vav, which is six, was suddenly missing from Kal Yisrael, which is the six letters of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. In other words, Avoy Dezorah, right, which is, you're supposed to get married to the Eibrish of Azbatan, which had to be the Baalayach Isayach. But then we take your Ishi, we take your Baili, as the Gemara says. You're supposed to get married to the Eibrish, right? Of a person can't live, a woman can't live with two husbands, right? And at Echetu Egel, they were Mishtatif, Shem Shemayim, Dovrach, right? So they were Kumpis, they were Mavatl, Kriyashma. The famous Yisrach Moshe, Yishalmi Bracha says, how do you know that an Eved is potter from Kriyashma? Not because you're going to tell me the Bavli, because Hukish Lala from Isha and the Mitzvah Shema Groma. Because they said Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad, that who has a creation Mishiyeshli Odin Echad. Yotzezu has two Adonim, two masters. Right? What's Pshat? Taichi is Machmoshe, because when a person is Makir, that Hashem Elikeinu, that there's an Eberster who's the Mailim in a Teva, and there's an Eberster who's in Teva, and everything in the world is the Eberster, Ein Oy, there's nothing else in the world. Ein Oy Muvadi, but the Eberster. Right? That Hakora itself divorces a person from the Shlita of Kechavim and Mazolus and Deva, and it lifts up a Jula Mailam in Derech HaTeva. So by saying the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, the Emet is the Chazal, where the Jews get Shema from? At Harsinai, the Emet said Shema Yisrael on Nuichi Hashem Elikecha, and the Yidin answered Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echog, and Moshe Rabbeinu added Baruch Shem Kuduch Zilavot. This is Chazal. Hello? My dear sweet holy brother, I know that also. I think you knew Chazal. If you knew it, I wouldn't have told you. Right? That Matan Torah is a, this brought out in Svarim Halacha L'Maaseh, that when a person says Shema Yisrael, he has in mind that he's mekabel himself to mitzvah saseh of Anuich Hashem Alikecha, of Yichud Hashem. There's a Rabbeinu Yoin in Brochus. What is Soyuz Zaman Kriya Shema? We pass him. The Rabbeinu Yoina Al-Asar asks, right, hello, right, and there's many other machlokes in Chas, where it's holy if Yisrael are called Melochim or Bnei Melochim or not, and all the other places, we don't pass in that Yisrael are called Melochim. Why do I have to go by Kriyat Shema? There's many had a whole geshefte, right? So the Mashal says in Shabbos, when are Yidin called Bnei Melochim, when we're not Mishubit Tachas Teva, Tachas Echavim Mazolus. So in which context do we paskin that's man Kriya Shema Shalom, Shekein Derech, when a Yidin called Melochim or Bnei Melochim, Davka Legabe Kriya Shema, so by saying Kriya Shema turns us into, you with me? This uplifts the Yid, that Chazal say, V'yichuli Truma Hadol Dixiv, Anoich Hashem Likecha, Anoich Dixiv, Shema Yisrael. What's the connection? Because how do you uplift it? How do you create tefillah, which Truma is called tefillah? How do you create a Beis HaMikdash? It's all through the Avodah of Yichud Hashem. That's also the Terech Agav. The Pasuk says, V'shamartem v'asisem k'hichach maschem u'vinaschem le'en yo'am. Right? What's going on here? So the Gemara says in Shabbos Davayin Hei, from here we learn there's a mitzvah to be choshev kufis and matos. You know, astronomy, astrology, the obvious klotzkasher, all the mepharshim ask. Goyim don't know astronomy. You look at the Nobel, they're mostly Yidden, but there are Goyim who won Nobel Prizes in astronomy and astrology, zikr. Hello? What's the chachmaschem and minaschem, kufim mazolos? So the famous, the Bis'aron of Karlin brings us in shame, the Rebbe of Annapolis, but in Jugoslavia, similar art, and Kozhnitz is for him. To know what's doing in heaven, you know, how far Alpha Centauri is from Chvesnishwat, yeah? The Milky Way, whatever. You take a telescope and you look in a book. Go to the library, look in a book. You can take it, Google it, whatever that is. Hello? Yeah? Go to Chav. The Chachma of Yidden, is that the big Nova Tutach and Himmel and Kachov and Mazolus, what's going up there? They're able to change it. They're not Meshubit. The Chachma is like that. Reisinik Yisrin Oyer. To be able to change something, and be able through Yidin, through that is the chokhmah of Yidin. That's why the connection to the positive, that we're the Abish, that we could change Kufus and Mazolus. The Baditshava famously says, if Bez and Paskin Zazoi, and Lefi the Chejman of astronomy, Dafzain the Meulid, tomorrow, today, whatever. So what did the Gemara River Bechia? He tells the moon, go and hide yourself, go and come out. The Chazal manipulated that had an effect on Teva. I can't go even away as the Yishalmi famous Jesus. That is Chachmas from Uvin Aschem. Why? Because when a Yid anerken, the Hashem Alikenu, Hashem Echad, then the Teva has no balabatish kind of it. That's also practice you say every day in Avas Olam, Avar Abba, depending on what city you use. Ki keil poyel Yeshua is oto, ufonu v'charto, mikolam v'losh. Hello? What do you supposed to have in mind? I'm not talking about Kavanah Harizal, but Dinah Mogen Avram, B'shem, whatever, Pei Harizal. That the Matan Torah, the Abish, the Kabon of Acharta, when was Atta V'Chartan, Matan Torah? Yeah? So the Lev Sameach from the Alesker, the Adam of the Psasholim Belzer, he asked, what is the connection in the first part? Kikel Poyel Yeshua is Oto, Uvon of Acharta, Bekalam V'Losh, Matan Torah, the feed of Edom Akposhah. Because once Yidin are connected to Har Sinai, and Har Sinai we made a bracha, Baruch Shalei Asani Goyos, Chazal say, right? We're no longer Meshubit down here, and we're Balabatim over the world. What was the Chet HaEgel, which is the source of Shavasar Batamuz, which Shavasar Batamuz, the Shviras Haluchas, is the source of the Churin Beis HaMikdash, as the Zohar HaKadosh, and all the Torahs that every Yid has, the Cholos with Protos, starts from Shavasar Batamuz. Where is the source? They worshipped an Egel. Therefore, with the tikkun of Chet HaEgel is Dafka Kriyashma. There's an interesting Tanit of Eliyahu, the Aaron HaKoyen, who was the one who actually built the physical Egel. The tikkun of the Egel was he went around house to house in Kol Yisrael, and he saw any Yid who didn't know how to say Kriyashma, or the Davin, he taught him how to say Kriyashma. Because Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim is the opposite. If you find this parasha, totally different story at the end of the Ma'aseh Shittim, right? So it says the Targum, the pasuk says, "V'heima buichim pesach oil moyed." Famous Targum Yonason, "V'karian Shema." Where does Shema come in the picture? Say this for him, Akleishim. Kal Yisrael was chuyser azat takola, and the Eibush had told them already by the eagle, "Uviyim poktiu fakadati." If the Eibush will now give him. Right, so therefore they said Kriyashma because they knew that the Sheirish of all Averis is the Egel, and the antidote to the Cheto Egel is Kriyashma. The Lefi Zevet Recht, a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yutes, Omer Bavo, why was there a Churin Beis HaMikdash? Omer Bavo, Lecharva Yushalayim, Ela Mishvil Shepitlu Ba Kriyashma Shal Shachris Varis. Hello? I'm trying to impress the importance of Kriyashma Bizman, etc. What is the whole Churban Beis HaMikdash took place because Shtelzuk the Shaila. First of all, it's a bit of a mitzvah. I say, where do you have English so chomer Churban Beis HaMikdash, a golus for 2,000 years of inquisitions and Holocaust and whatever for a bitl kriyashma, right? When Mechal the Gemara brings a pasuk, if the pasuk is talking about the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash is Gilu Rayash Mielzav and Havei Dizor. What's a bitl kriyashma? The Hu Hashem Dibarnu. Right, the Zohar Hakodesh Taka says in Mishalach that Chet HaEgel Gorim Galuyis in the Yisrael. The Galus comes because of the Chet HaEgel. However, if you would say Kriyashma Mekabel Achdus Hashem, that the Tikkun, your Mevatel Kriyashma as a Mele Hadr Leduchta the Chet HaEgel. Oh, Bechal Mikal Lav Atos Shemei Ahein. Look at it positively. If the Bittul of Kriyashma, right, cause the churban of a Beis HaMikdash. So the heroes in Kriyashma builds the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, Sifas Emes says this in the beginning of Pekudei. They have it called Mishkan or Eidus, the same as Taichis. How is the Beis HaMikdash built? Through the Eidus of Kal Yisrael, which the Ayin and Dalit of Shema Yisrael are Oisius, Asman, Ravasi, the big letters. That's the Eidus, and the Mishkan is built through them. Right? And that's also connected to the simple plot, what called Mishkan or Eidus. It's an Eidus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevatel Lehem Fechet Eidus, Hoba Hotalgi. The Fi Zevet Recht also, what the, just going through, the Gemara says in Brachas, Im Yitzvei Shal Odom Is Gabarol, if you're having a Gefelich Yitzhorah, it doesn't make sense, why got a Yitzhorah? So one of the Eitzes is Yikra, what was Kriyashma? Because the Emes is at Har Sinai, it should have been, and Yamarti Yolikim Atim, with the Elgin Kulcham, as the Gemara says, Navi Dezorah, they were Cheirus from Yitzhorah, Cheirus from Malachamoves, they would have lived forever, Tikkun of the Chet Yitzhadas, Poskazu Amosul, Alagat Zachim. through what did all the tumma and the whatever come back, how the right to have an internalized yitzhara because of the chet u'egel. Yeah? If not for that, the Eibush, the Gemara said the Pope purpose of Mantara was to shech the yitzhara. And the Yetzirah, the Gemara says elsewhere, the Hu Asot Noi Yetzirah Malacham Ovis. We have Shechtarol. So whenever a person sins, he sins, he knows what is the Sherish of a sin. There's namely Melech who says sometimes, it's Tavdik, who's not Shayach to a, you know, a very Kalu. He's Ibrigam to the Eber to the Chol Ramach, Ibrigam to the Gidom, in Machshav Adibur Ma'isir. Where does he come to the Averla? It all stems from this Chet Oegel. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Royal Misurim Balam Avi Fashv Ma'is Pish Pish V'Le Motzo." So you don't got to be a genius. I'm the Kloskash. Everybody asks this. Oven Bittel Teir is the Oven is a Chichamurus. Mean Pish Pish V'Le Motzo. Then so the Moshe to bring the different result. Yitle Bavoy. Which Bittel Teir that there was a Chet Oegel and Moshe of Ashabre Blay Neichem. He had to smash the Luchas. The Bittel Teir which was Nigram through the Chet Oegel. And therefore, there's a zuam in a person, and therefore, you, so what is the takon against his yetzora? Yikra kriyashma, because kriyashma is the antidote to. Yeah. You got it. And this answers many other kashas, break up. Now I can begin to share. Okay. The fees I understand that Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, Yichud Hashem, Kriyashma is the estate of the 3 weeks, the hepech of the Chet Yetzadas. How does this connect to Parshas Bolok? It's very poshut. I haven't seen this like before, but it's obvious, it's glaring. Something that's so glaring, you can't see otherwise. What did Bilam want to do here? Bilam is Tzoros. You know, Bilam actually, Beis Lamed Ayin Mem, the Miloy, is Gimatria Tzoros. Says the Megal HaMukis, the Ben Yehudan, Shaneti Tkuvay. Tzoros. And they wanted to do Me'ur Dinam and Kal Yisrael, the Pardinam, Bilam and Be'ur is Gimatria two times Por, which is the Matzapatinam. Bilam plus Bolok is Gimatria Por. Gefalik things. They were horrible people. Chazal say that Bolok was the bigger Sayyid Yisrael than everyone else. So what did they want to do? Chazal say they wanted to be me'oyer what chet u'egel. Vayasem al midbar pa'omov, and Rashi brings the targum to me'oyer, to evoke once again the memory of. Otherwise, how are you going to attack Chol Yisrael Am Kovsh? They want to reawaken the impakti of akadati the chet u'egel. Therefore, Bilam changes from aura, aspect of curse, to kova. Says in the Gemara Yosef to his parasha kova is gimatria egel am oitzes v'makov. And the Ulai Uchal, which also is Gimatria Egel Makhu. You know, if he wanted to Ma'ir, he's finding ways to Ma'ir. And Grad Intasant, the first pasuk of the parasha, Vayar Bolok Ben Tzipor, Asher also Yisrael Ma'iri, is Gimatria 2475, which is what? Anywhere, Rabbi Sternbuch, anybody alive here? Shema Yisrael is 1118, Baruch Nekvein Mechuzer at 240, Amalek, what do you got? 1358. How much is 1358 and 1118? 24, 76, which is the opening possible. The whole, I have no time to elaborate. Look in Megal HaMukis, the whole idea of this week's Parsha. By the way, how many words are there in the Parsha of Shema? First Parsha, the Ikri Yichud? 42, very good. How many Karbonis does Bolok bring up in this week's Parsha? 42. Says the Zayd, the whole Megal HaMukis, that he was fighting war against the Yichud of Kriya Shema. Do you want to know a deeper connection why this parasha is connected to Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema Emunah. Put your hand. Yeah? So the Meir de Chum Sofer, in Chuvah, everyone brings it. The famous Chum Sofer. From the time Adam HaRishon was born, created, right? Hello? The only parasha in the Torah where you need really Emunah is Parashas Bolok. If you want to know about the Girush, the Chedechet Etzadas, and the Nochosh, and Kain the Hevel, and the Mabul, and the Raflogo, and Avram Avinu, all the Doiris, right? You don't need Emunah. Avram Avinu, the Ramban says in the Drashas Ramban, the Drush of Torah Zerim Timimah, Avram gave over everything that he saw to Mesushalach. Mesushalach spoke to Shem ben Noach. Adam. Adam, what am I talking about? Hello. Okay. Adam witnessed everything, right? And he gave over the Cheshbon to Mesushalach. Mesushalach spoke to Shem ben Noach. Shem ben Noach gave over, was the Rebbe of who? Yankee Avinu. Yankee was 50 years old when Shem ben Noach passed away. And Shem gave it over to Levi, to Amram, to Gedaliah. Yaakov. You with me, though? and then everything else, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Isis, the Mifsin, the plagues, the whatever, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, is a Neinu Shamu V'Leizora, Neinu Lavar, Achagosh Narama. We all saw it, Samach Ribay people, millions of Jews saw by Neinu with our own eyes, we saw the Gad Hashem, we saw Matan Torah. And the voice of, so what do you need Amunah for? The only parish in the entire Torah that you need Amunah is Parshas Balak. In those days before there were wiretapping and the face was, how do I know what Balak said in privacy to Bill? That the Mossad sent a spy there. How do they know? How do you know this whole story, the whole Shakla Vitaria? Hello? This you need Amunah. The only parish in the Torah that you need Amunah for. Think about it. Therefore, I understand the parsha's Balak is a parsha of Emunah, and that's why this and the essence, the message is a message of Emunah. That wherever a matzav ayid is in, a story that Meir Biederman brought from Bianca Wilinski last week, beautiful story. I was cooking the story last week, Marshall. Ayid not a chosid came to the old the Charkov Rebbe. Right? And you had, he was in Poland, between the wars, financial, you know, things weren't going well economically. He wanted to move to America. You had the mikveh that in America, like the streets are paved with gold. Right? So he went to America, he's going to America, he said, bracha. So the Charkov Rebbe told him, I'll give him a bracha, but I want you to do me a toivah. First in America, I want you to be my personal shliach, my personal agent, my proxy. I want you to give a gruz, send regards to the God of America. There's an Abishter from America, there's an Abishter from Poland. Hashem lekeinu, Hashem echad. So, Rebbe, what does it mean, the God of America? There's only one God. Aha, so the same Abishter from America, from New York, is the same Abishter from Charkov. Or the same Abishter could bring you Parnosa in New York, in America, could bring you Parnosa in Charkov. What's first? When he heard this from the Charkov Rebbe, although he wasn't the chosid, he already purchased the tickets. But the Rebbe said, in fact, he ripped up the tickets. And just as an afterword, the tickets he had was on a ship called the Titanic. Right? But the vort is that just like this is true in terms of Mokin, the Eberster from here is the same Eberster as there, the Eberster from Pesach, the Eberster from Hashem Ulekim and Ilo, from Sukkis, from Sechvat Torah, is the same Eberster as Ben Amitzorin. And the whole purpose is like Kim Choshvel Toivus Gimachir Tamus to turn it all for good. And that's like when a year and a kent that Hashem Alikainu with Hashem Lechot, that goof is Mahapich. And that Chazal say, the Zohar says, when a Yid says Shema Yisrael, the Kavonu, the Mishir Zefesh, the Abish that goes from Kisei Sheldin to Kisei Sheldin to Rachmim, the Holy Sansa brings Yimus Rachmim, or everything a Yid wants when he says, it doesn't mean saying the words of Kriyat Shema, Kilchosu, that's Avad. It means saying it with the Mesiris Nefesh and with the Kavon, understanding what you mean, what it means Hashem Alikim. This God that the Munkacher brings in Tveres Bonim, Mariti Gavor. Sorry, Imenu says, Chuyk Osali Alikim, Kol Hashemeya, Yitzach. Anyone who says Shema Yisrael with Kavona, he becomes to me another Yitzchak. Yitzchak was pushed in Savori. What was the idea of that Akedah? The Akedah was you take Yitzchak, be the Sadin, and you're oiking him, and it's this gala that Yitzchak is really Avram, Avram Yitzchak, that Gvuris is really Chsodim. Right? That is what you're able to ma'ir for Kal Yisrael and for yourself, whatever, through saying Kriyat Shema. That Lefiza, I had said, Menachem says, I'm married to Gavar. Chazal say, Bilam was Yedei Lechavinus Asho. Yeah, hello? What could he possibly say in a show? Toisvis? No? Kalim. He said Melech. This happens with Verbuch, right? What's it, Melech? Melech says to play Menachem is the idea of Malchus, Kabbalah for Malchus Shemayim. Right? That's turning it over. And now I understand why Tammuz, Ben Amitzorim, Tishabov, Bemilui, is Gimachia Malchusim Chomashallah. Therefore, Tammuz, Bemilui, is Gimachia Shofar. It's the same avoid of Rosh Hashanah, which to us today is Hamichuni Aleichem. Right? So is. Gerade there's a Zohar Kodesh, which is. You know, the Chazal say in Brachos Daf Yudbeis, the Chazal wanted to be Kaveya Parshas Bilam as part of Kriyashma. They didn't do it because of Tiflis, whatever. It's the same Nakud, Kriyashma, Parshas Bilam. Why did they want the whole Shakla Vatari? What they want the Sabbath? Everyone took Tumulzich. The Pleyashua Al Asar in Bracha says, what? Why? Because the mitzvah, mitzvah suffering, mitzvah neviim, whatever. We could talk about it. The whole Shmuz itself. Pasuk after Ami Zecharna Mayatz. There's a mitzvah to remember Parshas Bullock. So therefore they wanted to make it as part of what? Says the Zohar, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Omer Len Kutcher Bichul Yisrael, Zechorno, Ech Bepach, remember, my Yoatz Bullock Melech Mayiv. Vai the anan svochin the chol yoyme ugar iru bachinon. We go and cry to the Eibishter. Zchar Hashem ahoyulonu. Zchar Hashem livnei edoyim. Right. Zchar adosu because he's a kedem etc. V'loy boi leashkulcha galon. The Eibishter didn't listen to us. Why? Because we don't absorb the message of zchar. No, to remember the parsha of Bala. Parsha's Bala. The Rebbe once spoke. Look at the sichas chelik chavches. You ever have a parsha which is called after a Rosh Merusha Bullock, the chief art? Hello? The Gemara says, Shem Rishonim Yirkov said, the Gemara Yumer Le Meskidim Mishmayu. How do you know a parsha Bullock? The whole parsha's Bullock is the idea of a Safucha to transform darkness into light. Who comes from Bullock? Imashal Malchus Rus, comes from Dovra Melech, Melech Mashiach. The idea of turning the dark, when a person realizes Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echod, is when you turn darkness into light and these days become this. I'll tell you one word. I'll just say last week, just finish off. Last week, Shalosh Chodesh, I was speaking about Parsha Chukas, the wrong parsha. I saw a word in a sefer by Schlesinger from Unzia, a one liner. About Miriam. You know Miriam? Hello? The Bereshit Miriam. Hope is. What is this Miriam? I have a daughter called Miriam. The name of my bubble, Lashon. My daughter always, as a kid, she had big kindness to me. How's the name of Miriam? Why was Miriam called Miriam? Because the 86 years, the last 86 years of the Shiva, was the moment Miriam was born, that's when what? The Shiva. Vayamoru was Chayim. So why did you name me after Bitter? Vayamoru. So I thought I'd work out the Gimachia, right? Maybe I make her happy, my daughter. Huh? Miriam is Gimachia 290, which is Gimachia Tzara. The Milui I work out maybe is, right? Is 6, is 400, which is the letter of Esav Aramis. Ichimai, 400 and 290 is what? 690, which is Gimachia Tzara. So where do I go with this girl? She'll hate me the rest of her life. No. Miriam. So I looked it up and explained that Miriam is the idea of a person sees a matzav, which is not ideal and optimal at the moment. What did they say by Miriam? This is Gzeira. She was the one who said, I see the Imi will give birth to Mashiach and shall Yisrael. Then the Paris SS officer says, throw him in the water. And a father goes, Plash, where's your Nevuah? What did the Pasuk say? What is the gematria of those words? 2,236. What happened to the fellow, the little baby thrown and cast into the Nile? One of the last Pesukim in the Torah, V'leikam, oi, come Novi be Yisrael, Kim Moisha, Shi Yodoi, Hashem, Panim Upon. Also Gematria 2236. What's 2236? Twice Shema Yisrael. 1118 times two. Could you say Shema? Shachris and Ma'ariv, right? Lahagid Babuikah Chazeh Basbalelis is 2236. What also is 2236? If you take Havaya, you give up 26. Elokim Midas Adin. How much is 26? Rabbi Shter, what do I need? Now I need to count. 26 times 86? 2236. Hello? Gvaldik. How could Terry not be in the Shemaim? You gotta be retarded. Which is also Begimatria. Hello? Which getting rid of our hair, which also became matriarch, he sees us raised by Yisrael. All of these in Yonah, when he is Makabal, say when it's day, when it's shining, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and say Bevanoscha Balelis, it's Yimei Ben Avatar, over is the same Abishter and the Abishki Pearl Yeshuas, and as they always say, the Abishter, Ali Hashem Lishanisi, he's still in the miracle making business, over at the Shukamagav, Atem the Yankiv Lichilisa, Machter Tekalim for the Abishter's Brochus. Is the Abishter helping that we should take these days and these Hapu, the Sasu Yom Tev.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.